This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1101. Notice native English and correct your own. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from a listener. She has finished IELTS and she's living in a native speaking country, but still forgetting vocab and feeling rusty on grammar. What's the best way to improve now? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? You just had a birthday yesterday,
a few weeks ago now,
but yeah.
It was so awesome. I had the best day. I'm such a dork. I woke up really early and I made myself breakfast in bed and I watched like an older sort of scary movie, which was fun. And then I went to boxing class and then I made some videos and did some cool work stuff. And then I took James to like a really nice sushi dinner. It was perfect. It was like the perfect day.
Yeah. I mean, that's what birthdays are all about. It's all about pampering ourselves, doing what we want to do. In my mind, that's what a birthday is for. Just do exactly what you want to do. And that's it.
Definitely. And it was funny because James and I were talking the week before and he's like, well, definitely what you should not do, mommy, is work on your birthday. And I was like, but I like to work and I get to do some fun stuff for work. So I did. I made some cool videos. It was fun. Nice.
You're lucky that you're able to, that you actually want to work on your birthday. Right? Very, very lucky. I love that.
I said I was a dork before I even said what I did. Lots of dorky stuff in there. Lindsay, when is your birthday?
My birthday is in August. The complete opposite end of the year. Yeah. So I have a really good birthday. I have a summer birthday. It's awesome.
That is lucky. Yeah. I know. It was really, really cold yesterday. So I definitely did not go outside very much.
Well, when we are in Japan, Jessica, it's going to be nice. It's going to be the end of May, speaking of weather. So I'm excited for that. I don't know about you.
I can't wait. I've already written in my day planner when I'm going to start learning Japanese. And I don't know how I'm going to do that or how successful I'll be, but I am going to start learning a few words, guys. We are so excited. The preparations have been underway since last year when we were in Tokyo because we were like so motivated by it, right? Yep. So we're like, oh my gosh, we have to do this again. What else? What other cool stuff could we do? So like this year, we have planned this really cool scavenger hunt, this like interactive video audio scavenger hunt thing. Oh my gosh, so awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Guys, yeah, so just a couple of weeks ago, we opened sales. Ticket sales went on sale, became available for this Tokyo Power Immersion weekend, right? And last year, it was a huge success. You guys have been hearing the interviews with students who have come on the show. They came out of it with a confidence, a certain fluency in English, and an enjoyment of speaking the language that they didn't have before.
Yes. The motivation and the discovery, right? We've talked a lot about the motivation and the confidence, but I like this notion of the discovery. That's what triggered in my head when you were talking just now, yeah, is that discovering the love of the language, discovering this ability to speak English that you didn't know was in there. That's beautiful. Yeah.
That's huge. It can change our lives, right? It can set us on a new path in our minds in terms of what that can create in our lives, in our business lives, in our personal lives is amazing. Guys, so we want to remind you to go over and grab your ticket because yes, tickets are going to run out quickly. Go to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo and see if there are still spots available. Yes. We have a lot of listeners in Tokyo, Jessica, thousands of listeners and only 50 spots for this program.
Yeah. And I mean, not just Tokyo. If we talk about all of Japan, thousands and thousands, yes, and thousands, you guys. So definitely grab your spot now.
Exactly. Exactly. So what are we getting into, Jessica, by the way, today? Are we answering a question from a student?
Yeah. So this is interesting, you guys. Obviously, this is not the IELTS podcast, but you know that we're all about IELTS as well. And in our IELTS Facebook group, we had an awesome question from a student who is wondering what to do after IELTS. So guys, this conversation today is going to be great for planning some goals for yourself in English for the future.
Oh, this is huge. And just in case we have any new listeners who just discovered the podcast, we do have another podcast called the IELTS Energy Podcast. And if you are taking IELTS, go and search for it right now and hit subscribe. So it's the IELTS Energy Podcast. You'll see a photo of me and Jessica on there and you can listen to us 3 days a week. This is great. So Jessica, I'm going to go ahead and read the student's email and let's answer it. What do you think?
Wouldn't that be funny if I was like, no, I just think you should read it and we can talk about something totally different. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm ready. Okay.
All right. So what do you suggest to improve English after IELTS? I would like to improve my overall English and I do not know what is the best way to do it. I already live and work in an English country, so I already speak with native speakers. I would like to focus on maybe improving the grammar when I speak, pronunciation, and vocabulary. Usually new words, I check for new words in the dictionary, but after a while, I forget them. What ideas do you have? I know that hello, are you there? Hey, Jessica, we are back. We had a little bit of interference there. Sometimes things go wrong with Skype, but we are back here. So
I wonder if Skype is buggy all over the world. Maybe if you guys want to comment and leave us a note about that, I'm curious. Anyway, okay, So let's get back to this awesome student's question.
All right, here we go. So here's the student's question. So what do you suggest to improve my English after IELTS? I'd like to improve my overall English, and I don't know what's the best way to do it. I already live and work in a native speaking country, so I speak with natives all the time. I'd like to focus on maybe improving my grammar when I speak, my pronunciation, and my vocabulary. Usually I check new words in the dictionary, but after a while I forget them. What ideas do you have? I know that we always say that we don't need to practice just grammar for IELTS, but in the long term, I'd like to make it better. I've studied English for a long time, so many rules I've forgotten. I wonder if a grammar book could help. Thank you, and I hope this question could help all of you guys. Thanks, and have a great awesome 2019. Okay, great. So this student...
That's an awesome question.
That's such a good question. I'm so happy that this student got beyond IELTS. They came out on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Congratulations, Mariella. Yeah. Okay. So, Lindsay, what do you think about her grammar questions?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, I mean, now that she's in an English-speaking country, I mean, she has the chance to speak all the time, but that doesn't totally replace focused study, right? That's what I think. I think, right. You know, just because we're living immersed in a native-speaking country, we still need to dedicate some time to actually improve, maybe to even improving our grammar. You know, it doesn't have to happen through a textbook, quote unquote, but that might be one way to do it, right? Because we may be still making mistakes that are just repetitive and solidified, and we want to break those habits.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's exactly as you said. I mean, we know that there are so many people who move to a country that speaks English, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're fluent right away or that it just happens, you know, naturally or organically over the course of a couple years.
Yeah.
We've talked to so many students who are still frustrated, right? Like, I've been here for a decade. Why can I still not connect in English? So it's definitely, you still need to focus on the language. And, you know, we always say don't get into grammar books and stuff. But you know what? In this case, as she said, she thinks she's forgotten a lot of the rules. And totally, that happens. And I think it would be useful to review them. You don't necessarily have to buy a grammar book,
right,
but go on like a Grammar Girl website or even just browse Grammarly, right? Just remind yourself of the basic rules, like verb tenses, the most common verb tenses, not like past perfect or anything, but the common verb tenses. And then also articles, right?
Yeah.
Plural, singular nouns. I would say just those things, actually. Just review the rules for those.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, because the way you're going to benefit from that is you're going to see them, you're going to start noticing them. You know how when you're in the market to buy a car and you're looking at like a Toyota, you start noticing it everywhere, noticing Toyota's that model, even though it's so specific and you never noticed it before. You're going to have the same effect with your English. You're going to start noticing a particular grammar usage. And then it's going to be that positive cycle where you'll be able to start using it, right? So it's not just studying the textbook. It's not just speaking with natives. It's both.
Exactly. No, that's so true. And everything you just said is exactly what I wanted to say about her vocabulary question as well, right? It's like, yeah, we learn them. You look it up in the dictionary, but that's not the end of the process.
Yes.
That's not the end of actually acquiring the word, right? So that's the same advice for grammar and vocab. We do need some focused study, but then once it is in your mind, like once you have like isolated this rule or this word, then you're going to start noticing it. You're going to hear it when you watch a movie. You're going to see it a lot when you're reading, right?
Yeah.
So that's not enough, but you have to be also exposing yourself to a lot of English all the time. And this is true even if you're not in an English-speaking country, because that's the only way that you're going to acquire the language is by having it surrounding you again and again.
Yes, it's a beautiful combination of doing both. I mean, I know a lot of students worry about this. They experience this kind of forgetting new words, right? And that can be so frustrating. Right. It definitely happened to me in Spanish, right, when I wasn't fully immersed in using them, right? So that's pretty frustrating when we are learning new words and then we're forgetting them. But this student has that advantage to be able to go. And even if you guys are not living in a native speaking country, you can immerse yourself through podcasts, through movies, through videos, whatever it is, Netflix, right?
There's so many ways. Just Netflix. I mean, geez, there's like millions of titles on there now. Mm-hmm. And you know what I discovered working with a student in Hong Kong? Netflix in other countries have stuff that we don't have, and vice versa. Ooh. But Netflix is a little bit different in like all the countries. So no matter where you are, you have access to thousands and thousands and thousands of English titles. So like that's an investment well made, I think, in your English.
That's awesome. And the quality of Netflix stuff is just getting better and better. I mean, Orange is the New Black. I know you never got into that show, right, Jessica? But I think you said that before.
I did for a couple seasons and then like I lost
it. You lost it. But that was like really, really, really good writing. I mean, the quality of it, especially in the beginning, was high quality. And now one show that you said you're watching and I've also gotten into is Mrs. Maisel, the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That's on Netflix, no? Or is that Amazon? I'm not sure.
No, that's Amazon Prime. Yeah.
My point is, there's great online TV, right? It doesn't matter what you're using, whether it's Amazon or Netflix. I don't care. It's good stuff.
And as far as like learning the culture, getting into the culture, the vocabulary, pronunciation and all that, there is a new stand-up series on Netflix called Comedians of the World. Ooh. And it has like a lot of different seasons, and there's four comedians speaking English from all over the world. There's like America, Canada, Britain, but then also India and like all these, Holland, the Netherlands. Oh. So that's a really cool way to experience English and sort of get into the target culture of humor, because that's essential to connection, I think. Like being able to share jokes with people, that's a huge part.
Oh, and it's so fun. You know, just a good belly laugh is the best. You know, a
oh my
good
gosh.
Belly laugh. When we go, I remember last spring, I went to a women in comedy series at in this area in Cambridge. One Friday evening, I just found it online randomly, and it happened to be like a women's comedy tour. And it was just such a fun evening because we just listened to great stand-up comedians do their thing for like 3 hours. It was a blast.
Stand-up comedy is its own art form, and it is amazing.
Yeah.
I love stand-up comedy. And you know what? Just one last little recommendation here, guys. Last night I watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and this Monty Python stuff is old, but you guys, this is some of the longest-lasting comedy ever, and that is the best movie, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And I really was like laughing out loud still, even though I've seen it a billion times. So if you haven't seen that, watch it, and you can talk to a native speaker about it for sure. But yeah, all of these things we're suggesting, I mean, experiencing English like a native speaker experiences it, right? Mm-hmm. So expose yourself in a focused way, have words that you definitely want to use, have grammar rules that you want to remember. And then like Lindsay said, you're going to be noticing them everywhere. And the more you notice it, the more it's going to stick in your brain.
Oh, that's it. That is the key for today. And thank you to this student for asking this great question. You know, if you guys are taking the IELTS exam, you'll have a chance to get into our Facebook group. If you join 3 Keys IELTS, you'll be able to ask questions like these too. So you won't be alone when it comes to your IELTS journey.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Subscribe to IELTS Energy, you guys. And also check out our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you soon, Jessica. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.